Morning. You are a treasure. That's our theme for today, and I am here to welcome you. I know we have a lot of visitors here for the baptism, and a special welcome to all of you who are here. My name is Barbara Fote. I'm a member of the congregation, and our pastor Alicia will be joining us in a moment, and you'll be hearing shortly from Connie Wilson, who's our liturgist today. If you are new to us, we have a welcome packet that we will try to get to you, or feel free to find on your way out at that door, or there are some in the back. And what we always say as part of our welcome is, whatever brings you here, please know that you are welcome. God is waiting here, and we hope you feel God's peace, and peace with yourself and with the world. In your bulletin, you will find a green slip. We would like to know who you are, even if you're a regular or you're a first-timer, if you would fill that out for us. This is also a prayer request slip, so if you have a prayer that you wouldn't mind being read aloud during prayer time, put it on there. If you have a prayer, the ushers will collect these for prayer time. If you don't, then just drop it in the offering plate, and that will help us with registration of attendance. We have restrooms and childcare out this door. The ushers can help you with anything else. Also, you will find a little purple sheet. We have a wonderful tradition here of honoring our saints and those who have gone before us, those who have died in the last year, and we need to collect those names. So if you will fill that out for us and drop that in the offering plate. How many of you got a post-it note when you came in? Right? If you didn't, during greeting time, just wander up here in the back and get a post-it note. 2 weeks from now, we're having a church meeting, and the governing board will be updating you on what's happening with our mission and our ministry. But you might have a question about something you're wondering about, how things are going, something about the finances, the mission, the ministry, why don't we do X, Y, or Z? So scribble that on the post-it note. I'm on the governing board, and if you'll just drop it on the communion table after worship, we'll collect those up and make sure that we get back to you or get that info at the potluck in 2 weeks. Just checking to make sure I've gotten all those things. Now, as we turn to thinking about ways that we could be a disciple in the world today, many opportunities today to learn and grow. After worship, we have a soup and sermon chat to talk about the sermon and to have some soup. And that's right behind me, just off the gathering room in the chapel room. You are welcome. At 4 o'clock today at the home of Nelson Price and me is the second of our Ten Commandments study. And it's not your grandmother's Ten Commandments. It's a very interesting, perceptive look at what the Ten Commandments really mean, what's behind them. So you are welcome to come anytime, 4 o'clock on Sundays for 7 more weeks. We have a mission and ministry program here of selling pecans. You get the pecans to give or to eat or to do something fabulous with in your baking, and our outreach program gets money for that. So those orders are starting to be taken today in the gathering room. And also, this is the last Sunday. If you haven't had your picture taken, we want to put you in our pictorial directory so you are a part of our family and we can get to know you. So Nelson Price, who's right here in the middle with his hand up, he's got the camera, and he will take your picture so we can get that addition to our directory. And then looking ahead, there's lots of things in the bulletin I won't go through, but I did want to just point out next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, over at Irwin First, right on Euclid, is a listening session for the district. So if you're wondering why Methodists are doing X, Y, or Z, or why something's going on, or what's happening with the city churches, or anything, the district superintendent and others are going to be there to hear our concerns. So that's 7 o'clock on Tuesday. I believe those are our opportunities for service and mission and ministry. Again, welcome, and let's continue with our worship.
Good morning. Good morning. Yay, I'm so glad you were loud and ready to go. I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I am Pastor Alicia Wood, and I would like to welcome all of you here. I have a few kind of announcements and good news and stuff going on, and then we'll get to the introduction of the service. The first thing is this. Our beloved office manager, Marcia, will be leaving us on Friday. Her last day is Friday. And so I have this poster. I'd love for everyone to sign or write a message for Marcia, and we will give this to her on Wednesday when we have a party for her. I'm going to put this in the gathering room on the table, and there'll be markers, and this will be out there. So feel free. Gathering room is directly behind us. You can go out this door or that door to get there. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, remember those flood buckets that we were working on? Do y'all remember those? So flood buckets are, we have given them to UMCOR, which I don't know what it all means, but it's a United Methodist. Okay, your neighbor can tell you, I guess, because it's United Methodist Committee on... Where does R? Oh, yeah, core. Yeah, I was thinking, okay. Thank you, everyone. All right, so here's the good news. Our congregation donated 28 flood buckets. And in addition to that, the Syracuse churches combined donated 102 flood buckets. So good job, everybody. You met the challenge. And as you know, they are very, very needed right now. And the next thing I'd like to just mention is this. I believe that Barbara talked about the acts of kindness, right? Did you mention that? Oh, I guess that's me. Oh, that's okay. So... Here we have this beautiful chart. And what we'd like to do is we would like to log and make a chart of how many acts of kindness we are doing in this place and in this time. And so we're going to ask that everyone, however many times you have done an act of kindness this past week, write on the back of your green slip, write it on the back, and I'm going to ask you to put it right in the offering plate, because we're going to write down how or add up how many acts of kindness have happened just in this congregation, and then we can continue to go up and up and up on our how many acts of kindness we have done in this city and in this place. So I want to recognize someone who did an outstanding act of kindness this week, and that is our own Diamond Wea. Diamond, can you raise your hand? Because we want to say great job. So, Diamond is living out his faith in the world. And we have an article on our Facebook page that you can read, or you can see it in Syracuse.com. But I just wanted to acknowledge that we are a part of being Christians, and that people, young people in our church are doing great things just by existing and living out their Christian faith. And so we're grateful, Diamond. Good job. I also want to say that I have such hope for this world, because Diamond is a young person living out his Christian faith. And what will the world be if everyone like Diamond is living out their faith? This world is just going to be a wonderful place. I have such hope. Okay, and finally, I would like to introduce our stewardship campaign. Did anyone notice anything different up here? Did y'all notice these trunks? I heard people talking about them as I was walking through. You saw them? You saw the trunks? Good. Our treasure chests are up here. So our stewardship campaign starts today, and it's going to run through October 30th. Each week, we're going to be talking about a different way in which we can live out our faith and what things that we treasure. So this week, we're going to talk about our heart, because we're going to be looking at the main big theme, which is where your treasure is, your heart will be. And this is from the scripture Matthew 6:21. And then we're going to look at how the treasure of time and how we use our time. And then the third week we'll be talking about prayer, the treasure of prayer. And the fourth week we will be talking about our God-given gifts and talents. And so we'll be talking about our treasure right here in this community of our God-given gifts. So So that will be running through all this exciting, fun stuff for the month of October. And you probably have guessed it. Yes, we have a theme song. And Martha Sutter, who is our director of music, she has found a beautiful theme song called Where Your Treasure Is. And so they're going to sing it for us now so that we can get familiar with it and we'll learn it throughout the month.
Good morning. My name is Dale Fryer, and I'd like to have you stand as you are able and join me in the first hymn.
There's a spirit in the air, telling Christians everywhere, praise the love that Christ revealed, living, working in our world. Lose your shyness, find your tongue, tell the world what God has done. God in Christ has come to stay, live in our rose life today. When believers break the bread, when a hungry child is fed, praise the love that Christ revealed, living, working in our world. Still the Spirit gives us light, seeing wrong the sight. God in Christ has come to stay, live tomorrow's life today. When a stranger's not alone, where the homeless find a home, praise the love that Christ revealed, living, working in our world. Our praise, guide our thoughts and change our ways. God in Christ has come to stay, live tomorrow's life today.
Good morning. And welcome. My name is Connie Wilson, and I have the honor of being the liturgist this morning. Please join me in the call to worship. Welcome. Open your hearts to God's love this day. Let the words wash over you and offer you healing and hope. Place your hope and trust in God. In this sanctuary, we have a tradition of greeting one another. We shake hands, we hug, we say good morning, or peace be with you. So for the next moment, let us take time to greet each other, and I will start by saying, welcome and peace be with you.
Yes.
All right, I'd like to invite the children to come forward, and we're going to sing our song to welcome the children.
We will follow Jesus. We will follow him. We will follow Jesus. Wherever he leads us, we will follow him. Som Mandela, Jesu, Som Landela, Yonke Indawo, Som Landela, Yu Jesu, Lafo Eyakona, Som Landela.
Please be seated.
All right, does anyone else want to come up who is a child? I see some filtering up. Okay, great. James, are you coming? You're going to come sit with us? Okay, great. Okay, so I don't want you to color on this, okay? Here, you can come sit up there, but we don't want to be too close to the candles, so come on over here. All right, this is fun. So did anyone notice these treasure chests up here? You did? What do you think's inside? A treasure or nothing or...
It's money.
It's money? What else could possibly be in there? What do you think?
Love.
Love? There might be love in there. That'd be a nice treasure to have in there. Anything else? What else do we think? Yeah, what do you think's in the treasure chest?
Gold.
Gold? What do you think?
Pizza.
Gold? Pizza? I don't think pizza's in there. All right, so today, excuse me, everybody... Today we're going to open up this red chest, and inside, let's see who guessed it. Let's see what's inside here. Oh, here we go. Here it is. It's a heart. So today we're talking about where your treasure is, your heart shall also be. Where is your heart? Where's your heart, Savannah? Right there, yes, in your chest. How about, where is your heart? Like, what do you love? What is something that you value or love? I know one thing that Lisa would say, books. Yes.
I love love.
You love love. And you're the one who guessed that it was a heart, didn't you? Anyone else? What else do you treasure or love? Yes.
We can love God.
We can love God. Yes, we can. Yes. And so I think that that's what the whole thing is about, Sammy, that we can love God. But one way that we can love God is through our actions. And so will you pray with me today? All right, great. Loving God, thank you so much for these children. We are grateful that they are here and that they are a part of our community and that they're learning so much about you and about how to live out their faith. Please be with them as they go to school this week and do their best job to be the best they can be. Amen. So we're going to have a baptism now, and if you would like to sit up close to see this, you can. You can sit right on the floor here. Or you can go back and sit with your parents and your grandparents and whoever. Yep, so you're free to go. So you can either sit down right here on the ground or you can go sit with your family. And I would love for our family to come up. Our family and our godparents and our family and our godparents, and you get to come up here. Come on, remember we talked about this. Yeah. Whoops. It's okay. And the baby's coming. So here we have Savannah, and we also have Natalie, the baby, over here. So how about, do you want to sit here or do you want to stand? You're going to sit up here? Okay, great. All right. Well, we're so happy to see
water?
You.
There is real water.
So everyone else can filter around here. Some can stand over here. All right. Are you good? Okay, all right. So there is water in here. Remember, we talked about this, and this is going to be the water that baptizes you. So we're going to put this in here. Right in there. And we... So on, Wednesday or Thursday, we had a trial run. So Savannah and Natalie know exactly what to expect. So we're so happy to have you all here today, and we're so blessed that two new Christians, where's the other one? There she is. Two new Christians are joining our family. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is God's gift, offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, so I'm asking parents and godparents, I believe, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? And to all of you in the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness through their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. All right, so Savannah, you're first. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do the water like I talked about, and then afterwards I'm going to ask anyone, maybe we can bring the kids close so we can all lay hands on them, and we'll also do a blessing that way, okay? All right, Savannah and Leanne. I baptize you in the name of our triune deity, God, our Creator, Jesus, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our Sustainer. Amen. Are you ready for this? We didn't practice on you. Yay! Natalie Lynn, I baptize you in the name of our triune deity, God, the Creator, Jesus,
Jesus, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our Sustainer. Amen. Yeah. She wasn't sure, and then in the end she smiled and laughed. So let's get closer so we can lay hands. Can you come over too, sweetie? All right, and I'm going to get behind, maybe. All right, let's just lay hands on head or shoulder or wherever we can reach. Can you get in here, Dad? Let Dad in. All right. The Holy Spirit work within you, and being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome our new brothers and sisters in Christ. Yay! Yay. Ooh. Will you join me? Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Yay! So, we don't know you guys very much yet, and we would like to get to know you. So I would ask maybe Mom and Dad, or whoever's comfortable, Mom and Dad, or whoever is comfortable, to come out here, and if you don't mind walking down each of the aisles so our congregation can meet. Come here, I want you to come here. This is Savannah, just so you know who's who, and then the baby is Natalie, so that you can greet them when they come through. And as you do this, and Savannah is super excited because she gets a necklace, right? Nice. And so as we walk around the congregation, our choir is going to sing our anthem, Where Your Treasure Is.
Thank you.
So a part of our time here together is to pray with each other. If you would like to share your prayer or your prayer request, please put it on here, and we have ushers that will be coming down the two center aisles to collect them, and they'll be read as a part of our worship.
Our hearts unite as we join in silent prayer. Our silent prayer time will be followed by a spoken prayer, concluding with the Lord's Prayer. God, for the privilege of worshiping in this beautiful place, thank you. We open our hearts and invite you to come in to hear our joys, our concerns, to listen to what is on our minds. Lord, we lift our asking for blessings to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear God, it is so easy for us to get caught up in the desire for material things and the busyness of our everyday living and to forget to put you first in our lives. We know how wrong that is. Continue to teach us how to keep our lives in balance, following the example Jesus has set for us. Open our eyes and open our hearts to the true wealth, the kind that will last for eternity. Help us always to keep our eyes on you. Teach us to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, even before we contemplate our basic physical needs. Give to us and store in us a spiritual hunger for you that overshadows even our hunger for food. Give us a thirst for your heavenly water that makes our desires for earthly water pale in comparison. Clothe us in righteousness. Dear Lord, leave us with a vision of your spiritual wealth, the rubies of compassion, the diamonds of contentment, the sapphires of charity. Never let us lose sight of the fact that God, you sent Jesus to this earth and he poured himself out for us as an example, that we too might pour ourselves out for others. Help us lose ourselves completely in you. Make our desires your desires. Make our thoughts your thoughts. Make us, all of us, yours completely. Praying as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
So each week I've asked someone to come forward and tell us a little bit about their ministry. And so this week I've asked Galen Murphy Stanley to
to come forward. She is our outreach coordinator here at University United Methodist Church.
Good morning. My name is Galen Murphy Stanley. I'm UUMC's neighborhood outreach coordinator. Pastor Alicia asked me to talk to you about our outreach ministries and the people who use them. But instead of taking this precious time to run through all of the missions, they have been listed at the back of your bulletins, so please refer to those at your leisure. There's a lot. I would instead like to relay some experiences I've had with our guests, our neighbors, and our friends while working in this position. One program we have engaged to ensure cleaned, cut produce for our pantry and our guests is the Central New York Food Bank's Grocery Rescue Program. Once organized and sorted, our bevy of produce makes a great display for everyone who visits. Mostly thrilled are many new American visitors. One guest asked me through tears how much produce she could have. When I asked if she was okay as she was crying, she said that here in front of her were all of the ingredients to make the foods from her homeland. She was unable to buy these at the store, so please, she said, could she have some to make a meal for her family? Of course, I encouraged her to enjoy what she'd like, and I received many hugs and kisses after. Often I invite graduates from the Visions for Change program to select some professional garments for their job interviews. Standing next to a young man assisting him in finding a jacket that might fit, I noticed a scar that ran from his ear across his cheek to the corner of his mouth. He turned to me, and with his eyes filled, he said, "Now I can begin again. I will begin again." And he took my hand, gave me his thanks, and quickly left. I stand here as one of the most blessed women in Syracuse. When another is fed, when product is shared with a smile and a warm gesture, blessings are given to all of our outreach workers through tears, through smiles, and with happy conversation. This happens because of all of you. All of your labor, all of your attention, all of your finances help these moments happen again and again and again, week after week after week. And I could really stand here all day and tell you piles of stories that we all have had. I want to thank you deeply for your attention and your energy, and to invite you to join us in these moments any Friday. We're always there, and you are truly welcome. Thank you.
And now, if you would rise or sit as you are able this morning and join me in singing Faith While the Trees Are Still in Blossom.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalms chapter 147, verse 11. The reading is from the Common English Bible. The Lord treasures the people who honor him, the people who wait for his faithful love. And our second scripture reading, also from the Common English Bible, is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Stop collecting treasures for your own benefit on earth, where moth and rust can eat them, where thieves break in and steal them. Instead, collect treasures for yourselves in heaven, where moth and rust don't eat them, where thieves don't break in and steal them. Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. Each week we'll look inside a treasure chest to see what we will be discussing as a part of our stewardship campaign. And our main scripture, as you can see, is right up front, and we're going to keep that right on our hearts and minds for the whole month and even the whole year. Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. This week, our hearts, as you can see, I took it out of the box already, out of the treasure chest. And Galen told us a really heartwarming story about where her heart is and where our outreach team's heart is. And maybe you can relate. I know my heart is in outreach and service. But my heart also knows how important this church building is, located on this specific corner in our city. In our neighborhood, we have Planned Parenthood, hospitals, numerous addiction support groups, the Heroin Addiction Rehab Center, a psychiatric hospital with day programs and inpatient programs, housing for folks with low income living with HIV and AIDS. We house an awesome food pantry here at our church, and college and grad students all live and seek services around us. In other words, we may serve as a place of refuge and a place of sanctuary for many kinds of people with differing needs. So I just want to set the scene here for you. One day, a college student stopped by to see if she could sit in the sanctuary for a few minutes. And so it wasn't a day like this where everything was, the lights were on and the candles were on. And she was taking a long walk because her family was going through some family problems. She stopped at the door and said, "I saw your church. Can I come in?" And I said, "Do you want to talk or do you just want to sit alone in the sanctuary?" And she said, "I'd like to talk." And so we sat right here in this very first pew, just like it is right now. Dark, but still such a sacred, beautiful place. And she told me that she was going through a family situation and she really missed home. This space was what she needed in that moment. This space grounded her. I've never seen her again, sadly. But this church on this corner in this neighborhood is such an important presence. She left knowing God was with her no matter what was ahead. This is just one story. Given the list of neighborhood businesses and facilities and differing neighbors, I think I could tell you a story a week about something like this and how this space has silently helped another. People need that. People need the church. People need to know God is still present in this city, on this particular corner. So where is your heart? This scripture, Matthew 6, 19 through 21, is a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And I'm not going to get into the background of that because next week we have a guest speaker, Beth Drew, who's going to dive into that and tell us all about it. But I want to highlight a couple of the keywords. One is treasure. Treasures on earth and in heaven. What's the difference? What would God in heaven treasure? Maybe acts of kindness, loving and serving one another, offering hospitality in our homes and hospitality in our church home, praying and depending on God. In my notes of my Bible study, treasure in heaven meant come, follow me. Jesus is asking us to follow him in this text from the Sermon on the Mount. And heart, the other key word in the scripture. In Matthew's context and in Greek, heart was considered a region of thought, intention, and moral disposition. Today, heart pretty much means the same thing. We say things like, follow your heart, when we really mean, do the right thing for you. So as we walk through this stewardship campaign, let's keep this thought in mind. Is our treasure truly where our heart is pulling us? As you will find throughout October, our treasure is not just our finances, because we are able to follow God through many things we value, such as our time, our prayer, our talents, and of course, our finances. This October, let's take some time to reflect on where our heart is and where we may want it to be. I'll close with this quote from our text today, about our text today, by Roderick D. Ice. And he's referring to, for your heart will always be. This is a universal. The thing which you value the most will be the center of your attention. If your wealth is in heaven, your mind will always be looking up to God. Amen.
Do you want me to say it? Okay. So as we enter a time of giving, I'd like anyone visiting here to know that you are our guest, and we expect nothing from you. But we do have a tradition of giving in this place. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and offerings.
Let us join together in our unison prayer of dedication. Take our gifts, symbols of our devotion, our wordless love, our silent thanks to you for all you have given and all we have yet to receive. Amen. Let's join in singing our closing hymn, They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
So I just want to remind you, please put your post-it notes here on the communion table as you leave today with your suggestions. Holy God, we thank you for this time and this moment and this space and the opportunity to serve you. Please be with us every moment that we are serving you and we're awake and we're going forward. Peace be with you.